Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's episode, I welcome back a very special guest, an incoming sophomore on the Stonehill women's hockey team, Brianna Walkholm. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast, Brianna, and how's everything going?
Yeah, everything's great. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be back.
Well, what has your offseason been like so far, and do you have any plans this summer, whether it's hockey-related or not?
Honestly, just a lot of training, and right now I'm up at the cottage in North Bay, Ontario, so I'm just spending a lot of time at the lake, getting some sun, taking that time off before we get ready for next season.
That's awesome. And in regards to sort of your training, what are you hoping to work on for next season?
Pretty much my speed. I want to be a little bit more dynamic on the ice because, you know, I like to be like gritty in the corners. So being the first, that puck in the corner, just like getting there first, kind of being able to like move quick in the corners, get out of battles fast. I don't know, just like being quicker on my feet.
Well, last time I had you on the podcast, I asked you about sort of the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey. And I honestly forgot what the answer was, but I sort of want to ask you now, after playing a full season, what was sort of the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey, and how is it sort of playing into your training for the upcoming season?
I honestly think it's probably the same, because I think I remember saying that I was afraid about like the speed. Like, I know the game was going to be a lot faster. Everyone's working for their spots. I mean, U19 hockey to college hockey is a big shift. So I am like confident that that is the same. Like, the whole speed shift from U19 to college hockey was, it was big, and it was crazy to get to that training speed. Like, you really had to work. So, I mean, over the course of the season, I knew I had to push to myself like every single game to the max potential. And that's exactly what I had to do. But that was definitely the biggest obstacle.
How do you sort of work on your speed and in training? Like, is there certain drills you can do to make yourself go faster?
Definitely a lot of plyometrics, you know, kind of like sprints, just like getting that like quick few first steps, because that's what gets you into that like big stride, you know, getting a lot of power from those legs. But like the first three steps are like the most important. And like, if you have like a strong base and being able to like kind of be like jumpy on your feet, like you can get there.
Now, I always feel like the biggest adjustment that players have to make to college hockey is sort of the balancing hockey and academics, especially with you, since you go to a very good school. So how did you learn sort of how to balance both hockey and academics?
Definitely a lot of time management. It took me a while to adjust, just because, I mean, I'm a bio major. I want to go into medicine. So having to do like all the labs on top of homework, and just like the lab reports too, just like finding the time to do it and get it done, was definitely something that was difficult, but manageable. I mean, you have to make it work, because you got to make sure you get all your work done. All the professors know you're an athlete. They know what type of work it takes. And I mean, like, they're always lenient with you, which is good, but it takes a lot of work. And I feel like I definitely got to that point probably like after the first couple of weeks of school. I realized what I kind of had to do. I kind of had to like schedule my days out and just like make sure everything was fitting in there with hockey practice and lifts and getting ready to go on the road, being sure I'm prepared for like missing some class. And I don't know, just like making sure I have like a good set schedule when I'm going to do my work, and knowing that I'm going to get stuff done is definitely like a priority.
Yeah. Is it also a priority to sort of schedule some free time as well? Because I feel like you don't want to like, for mental, you don't want to just be so focused on school and hockey, because it just burns you out so much. And I feel like it leads to bad things. So how did you sort of try to manage to get some free time as well during the week?
Yeah. So what I tried to do, I tried to get my work done like as soon as possible, as soon as I could. Just like, if I had a class that day, make sure I try to get my work done that day and not like push it to last minute and procrastinate. Because I feel like that's where people struggle with like cutting their time too short, not getting any time for themselves. So I would try to get my homework done like kind of earlier in the day, and then like have that night time to just kind of like sit back, like relax a little bit before I take on the next day. Like, I also try to do homework with my friends all the time, even if it's just like still doing homework. Like, make sure you're still doing homework with like your teammates and your friends from your classes, just because you want to get that like social time in. And definitely like even on the weekends when we had to do homework still, like, I mean, I was pretty busy with homework almost all the time, but we would try to like make little adventures out of it. Me and my friend Hannah Squires, we'd always go to like the city. We'd go to like Tate Latte in the middle of Boston, do some homework there. So just like make fun out of school.
Now, let's get back to the hockey a little bit. So you play in Neuha. when I interviewed you, you never played a Newhaw game. So I have to ask you sort of what's that conference like and what was it like playing those teams every weekend? Because I feel like it's such an underrated conference because it's super
It
competitive.
is.
There's a lot of good players that I think don't get enough recognition and sort of just sort of, it's sort of, it was really cool finally for them to get a team into the national tournament this year as well. I really think that's going to help women's hockey grow as well as the conference. But from your perspective, what was it like sort of being a part of Newhaw this year and just the teams that you got to play?
Yeah, it was tough. We had definitely some great competition, like LIU and Sacred Heart. We came head to head with them a few times, and just being able to play teams that like we knew we could compete against, like it was a fast game. It was tough, like totally underrated. The Newhaw is very speedy, very fast. Players are skilled. You know, those girls, like I look at some of those girls, I'm like, wow, like this is incredible. Like Newhaw, like is so overlooked, and some of these girls are just like they are above the game. Like they know what they're doing. They know the game of hockey, and it's just I just like am so like honored to be a part of like the Newhaw because honestly, like our team deserves to be in a league just like ours. Like we totally fit. And I think I don't know, it's just the speed and everything that comes into it. It's just like the Newhaw is there. Like we are totally capable of competing with other teams in the NCAA as we've proven through our season. And I think like any team in the Newhaw can too. Like we are there with the other teams in the NCAA, and I'm really happy that we have that tournament spot now. We definitely deserve it.
Now, a new team's coming in next season in Assumption. How excited are you to play that team and go out to Central Mass?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited because I feel like it's going to be just like us this year. Because we came out, like a lot of people kind of thought we were like the underdogs, didn't think we were going to do as well. But I think Assumption's going to like be exactly the same as us, like with that good incoming freshman class. With those transfer students, like you know, they're gonna have that strong base. They're gonna want to get out there and battle. They're all fighting for the same spot. So I don't know. We're all trying to get to that playoffs.
Oh, for sure. And there's only one trophy that you guys can win. It's no participation trophies in college
That's
hockey.
right.
So
That's right.
I do want to ask you, obviously, before the season began, I think a lot of teams, people sort of thought your team was going to not do as well as you guys did, to put it frankly. So at what point during the season did you realize you guys were sort of capable of being competitive in Newhaw and having the opportunity to win the championship? Because obviously you have a lot of talented players, but it sort of came together very fast and you guys sort of found a way and went through the challenges very well and had a really successful season, in my opinion.
I honestly knew that we were gonna have a strong season, like from the moment that I committed, because all the girls just had like such strong backgrounds, all of my teammates. I just knew like everyone was there for a reason. Everyone's on the team for a reason. And a lot of us were like overlooked through the recruiting process, and we were all capable of playing Division One hockey. So I mean, we got to that point and we're gonna show it. So I think probably after our second game against UConn. When we came really, really close with them is when I realized, yeah, like this team's got it. Like we had it. And I was really, really confident in us, like that we were gonna win some games. Like we weren't gonna be down there. We weren't gonna be like that low-end team. We were up there.
And you scored your first collegiate goal against St. Anselm in the beginning of November. Talk about that goal, what it meant to you, and just where do you keep the puck today? Is it at your cottage right now, or is it somewhere else?
It's actually at my house right now. I'm gonna get a little case for it soon. But honestly, that was probably the most electric feeling of my season because I remember clearly it was two shorthand goals back to back on the same penalty kill. And it was just the most electric game. Like I will never ever forget that moment. That just like fired me up. I think about that all the time when I'm like getting ready to play games. I'm just like, just remember that game against St. A's. Like remember that every time we go to St. A's too, like I just get that feeling, like
Oh
you
yeah.
know, get pumped up about it.
Yeah. And whenever you have success in the building, it's fun, more fun to play there. So at least that's the sort of
Exactly.
mental feeling that I had every time I played.
Yeah, it's great. Like you get that electric feeling. You're like, oh yeah, like I've played in this barn before. I know how I can play here. Like it's a
Yeah.
good feeling. It's good.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously you're gonna frame that puck at some point, or is it
Oh,
gonna
yeah.
just be, you gotta frame it, I feel like.
You have to.
Do you and your siblings all going to frame together your first collegiate goal pucks? Because I think
We
that'll be
honestly
sort of cool.
should. Yeah, that would be really cool. I know my brother has his in his room. He has like all of his from like junior hockey. He's in like all stacked up. I don't know where my sister's is. I'm not even sure if she scored her first collegiate goal, but That's okay. Me and my brother both have ours, so we'll probably end up getting them framed together.
She probably has a point puck or something. Has yeah, to have a commemorative
she's
puck
have
somewhere.
Something.
Yeah.
She was that D man on the blue line. So
exactly. Blocking those shots. We all
That's
need those
right.
players. So
That's right.
now your team had some hard fought games against non-conference teams as well. You guys weren't just successful in Neuha. You mentioned that game against UConn where you're so close to beating them in overtime. And I think they were like 15th ranked in the country at that point.
Yeah.
So what did it mean to sort of have those positive results against teams that weren't in your conference to sort of prove yourself that you weren't just a good Neuha team, you were just a good college hockey team in general?
It was great, honestly. Like, we needed that to get our name out there. Like, we needed to get Stonehill on the map. And I think that's exactly what we did. Just like playing those like teams that were considered to be way above our level. Like, people saw us as just like an easy game for them, but it wasn't. Like, we showed how capable we were and how awesome our team was. So honestly, I'm so happy with how we played against them. And it really, really put us out there.
Now, for you individually, what do you think was the biggest improvement you made to your game from the start of your freshman year to now?
I would just say, like, knowing where I fit on the team and, like, on the ice. Like, I knew that I was that centerman that was going to be that F1, going to be in that corner battle. Like, I was always going to be there because, I mean, like, I knew who I was as a player before, but getting that new team, that new perspective on the game, playing in the NCAA is a big difference. But once you get to that point where you like know your strengths and you know the type of player that you are, you start to build that confidence and you start to be more reliant on the team because people know your place too. And once you're confident in yourself, then the team's confident in you and then, you know, you work.
Yeah. I honestly thought you were one of the most improved players in the NCAA last year because you were such a versatile player. Like, you weren't just good on the offensive zone. You were so good in the defensive zone. You were used in different situations. Just so talk about how are you developing your two-way game? Because I remember interviewing your coach, Washorn, and she said that was probably the most impressive part about you is sort of using your experience you had, having that extra year and applying it to college hockey and having it translate into a lot of success on the ice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know as a forward, like, you can't just have that forward offensive game. You need to have that defensive game as well, especially as a center. And I would say in the D zone, like, being on the penalty kill all the time just like has helped me work and be able to hold the house down, take care of my goalies, and just being able to play that D zone while playing that O zone. I think like working on that D zone first and then being able to build that O zone is really important. Just because you want to be able to be reliable on both ends of the ice. So knowing, like, as a forward, you're strong. You know you're a strong offensive player, but you got to be well-rounded. Like, you can't forget about that D side of the game.
How'd you work on your face-offs? Because that got better throughout the season, I thought, as well.
Yeah, we actually did this thing called Centers Club in the mornings, and we would just do a bunch of face-offs with the other centers on our team. And we definitely improved through each other because we would give each other pointers, and Coach Megan Myers would help us out. She would be the one dropping the pucks and tell us where to put our sticks and where to move our bodies. It was good.
And did you sort of study film for that? Like, do you sort of look at tendencies with different players? And apparently each ref in different conferences has a different way of sort of dropping the puck. So I'm curious if you looked at that little details at all. Is it more just sort of focusing on what you could do to get better rather than work focusing on what your opponent is doing?
Yeah, well, we definitely looked at the other centers on our teams and we would do films because, like, watching film when they would play against, like, other teams, not just us, you would be able to just know their tendencies because a lot of centers, like, have the same patterns when they're winning those face-offs. And, like, you know where their feet move, you know where their stick goes. So, like, being able to know that and read it before we go on the ice and, like, knock their stick out if that's, like, usually what they use first and, like, knowing how to stop them will kind of like put you out there because like then teams won't really know how to read you as a center because you can just read them. You know what they're going to do. People don't really know what you're going to do because you're just all over the place. You know how to get the puck back. So I think just like being able to watch film, not only on myself, but on other centers was definitely a big one because you just want to be like creative with your draws. You can't just be doing the same thing all the time.
Exactly. And plus when you're with other people that can sort of criticize you as well, and they can find different things that you can't see. I think that just makes you better at that part of the game as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now your team won your first playoff series against Post this past year, which I thought was sort of the biggest moment of your season. At least that's just my opinion. I'm assuming you might agree with me as well. But what did you learn from winning that playoff series and how do you think it's going to help your team moving forward?
Winning that playoff series totally like it just gave us that confidence. We knew we were capable of winning that new Ha championship. And I think we're definitely going to get after it these next couple of years. I think next year is our year. I'm ready for it.
Well, Bill Foley, the Vegas Golden Knights owner, called his shot 6 years ago. So yeah. I feel like you got to call your shot, see what happens, you know?
Exactly. I'm calling it now.
Well, they better run it back if they have. I don't know who's in the media team at Stonehill, but if you guys win it, they can definitely use this clip if they want to sort of motivate the girls for next season as well.
That's right.
Now, your team did lose to St. Anselm in the postseason, and that was the end of your freshman year. What did you take away from that game, having it be your first playoff loss? And overall, what would you take away from your team's performance the entire season?
Honestly, like, our team worked. We really deserved to win that game, and some games can go either way. So honestly, like, I was so proud of our team and how we battled, and I know our coaches were proud of us. And I mean, it was a great way to end our freshman year, because we know we worked, we know we battled, we deserved to win that game. Knowing like you deserve to win that game, losing it is kind of defeating, but you have that in the back of your mind that you got it. Like, next year we can do it.
Now, your team has a new head coach, so I sort of want to ask you about that. Were you surprised when Coach Watchhorn left for BU? And what have you had the chance to sort of meet Coach Mirosalo? And what's she like? And is her style of coaching different than Tara's?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was a little surprised, as was my whole team, whenever Coach Watchhorn left. But, you know, she was an awesome coach. And, you know, that opportunity came up. That's her alma mater. She was the assistant coach there for a while. So like when that chance comes up, like she can't bypass that. That's her dream. So we all congratulated her and we were happy for her. She built our program here, so we give her a lot of credit for that. And I mean, she'll always be a part of the program. But Coach Lee J came on campus and got to know us the last couple of weeks of school. She's absolutely incredible. I'm so excited to have her as a coach. I know her coaching style is strong. Like, she was the assistant coach at Harvard for quite a while, and I think she definitely brought that team to some success. And I just know that I'm like fully confident that she's going to bring us some success, and we'll be able to kind of go through go through that new style of coaching, kind of learn her ways, learn how she coaches, and we'll be able to adjust quick. And I think she's definitely going to help us go to some success.
Is there any communication right now between you and the coaching staff, or is it sort of like once the off season happens, you're sort of like, just enjoy your summer, don't talk to us until September?
Actually, Lee J, she's actually been like really proactive in getting to know us and getting to know our parents too. I know she's done some talks with her parents over Zoom, and just getting to know everybody, I think, is really important to build the foundation before we get back on campus. And personally, like, I've talked to her a little bit because, you know, she, when she was recruiting for next class, she's asking me about like one of the players I used to play with when I was younger. And just like through little connections like that, just little conversations, you know, you get to know each other. And I'm pretty sure she just had a baby. So congratulations.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to her as well. It's awesome. I do want to ask, what are your team's goals and expectations for next season? Obviously, you had a very successful first year. What's sort of the next steps your team wants to take to sort of make that step forward and help grow your program even more?
I would say just build on what we've already built. I mean, we've really created a strong base for the whole program. And I think like just going from there, I think we just have to learn how to come together as a team and just build right off of that. And I think we'll be able to come out stronger than ever next year.
I also want to congratulate you because I saw that you were on the Newha All Sportsmanship team. Well deserved. Talk about what that recognition meant to you.
Yeah, I'm super honored to get that recognition. I just love like powering up, like firing up my teammates. I'm just a big locker room girl. And I think just being able to be that person that's just like keeping the energy up and getting some recognition for that is just super awesome. And I'm still always going to be like that. And I just love firing up my teammates. So they deserve it. Mm-hmm. So show it.
Now, do you know what your non-conference schedule is going to look like for next season? I always like to ask, I don't know if you know it or not, but I know you're going up to Maine. That's what I was told from a source.
Yeah.
But anything else that you can reveal right now, or is it just the Maine game that's sort of been leaked to me.
Yeah. So there's that one. I know, I think we're definitely taking a plane up to St. Louis to play Lindenwood over
Nice.
Thanksgiving. So that's a big one. Super excited about that. Don't really know the other ones. I know Maine's a big one. But we haven't gotten our like full schedule release yet. So I just know the Lindenwood one. That's a pretty big one.
Hopefully, soon. I like to plan out some stuff, and it gives you something to look forward to during the summer when there's no college hockey going around. So I like when those schedules get
Exactly.
released.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know if this game, I'm assuming most of the stuff has been pretty much decided, but I want to see a Holy Cross Stonehill game. I know someone else on the
I
Holy Cross women's hockey
know.
team wants to make that happen. Do you think
Yes.
it's going to happen in your guys' careers at all? Because I know
I
it's gonna,
really hope
you know,
so.
it's gonna happen your senior year when
Yes.
Mackenzie's not on the team
I
anymore.
know. I know. That would just be the worst, but no, I really want that to happen. That would be, I mean, it's convenient. We're both in Mass, like
I know.
45 minutes away. It's an easy game we could schedule in there, but
I
definitely
know.
want to make that happen. I think it would be really good competition.
Exactly. Two sort of newer teams in their conferences.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. Battle of the Purple as well.
Yes, I agree.
I'm just trying to hype it up. Maybe if it doesn't happen this season, next season, when Kenzie's a senior,
Yeah.
I just need to put that out there just so
I know. I
sometimes I
agree. I'm
manifest
putting that out there
I'm just
too.
trying to manifest something that for that to happen.
Yeah, I agree. I've been thinking about that since I committed. So.
But it's definitely gonna happen your senior year. If
Yeah,
that'll be
probably.
the funny part.
That would be.
Now, have you had the chance to meet the new players on your team next year for the freshmen? Do you guys How many freshmen are there that are gonna be on the team? Because pretty much your entire team this past year
Yeah.
was freshmen.
Yeah, so we have three new freshmen coming in, and I've gotten the chance to kind of talk to them like over social media, digitally, but like I haven't gotten to know them yet. So I'm excited to get to know them. I'm really excited and to see how they fit in our program.
So we're now in the non-hockey segment of the podcast. We're asking some non-hockey questions. Now, Brianna, this one's a little bit different than last time because I just found some random questions on the internet. I try to think about stuff that you might have enjoyed. So I'm hoping that this will be a fun one that will sort of be a little more personal as well. So
Perfect.
first one is, it's summertime. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip, always.
I've never had mint chocolate chip before, probably for me. Cookie dough, that's always a good one to have.
Oh, cookie dough is a good one, that's for sure. Yeah, a mint chocolate chip, people are so like torn on that one, but it's good. Don't knock it till you try it. You should try
I don't want to waste money on something I might not like. So I
Yeah,
sort of
that's
just go with
true.
the plain stuff. But I
Yeah,
don't know.
yeah.
Does a milkshake count as an ice cream too? I also like that as well.
I think so. We have the Milkshake Factory in Pittsburgh, if you've ever heard of that,
I
but
have not.
they've got some
I'll check it
ones
out though
there.
if I ever go down there.
You should. They're super popular, super good.
Now, you finished in eighth place in our women's college hockey best style rankings for the 2022-23 season. So my question is, what are your thoughts on that? And what do you have to do to make it to the top five next season?
I think I got the place I deserved. I'd need to go shopping to get up the leaderboard, but
was pretty awesome. Who do you anyone you want to thank for
my sister for
that?
letting me wear her clothes. But yeah, no, I'm super happy to get that recognition. I'm going to be on there again next year, so I gotta get
It's got to be
working on outfit ideas. They gotta start coming now.
exactly. I want to see you top five, but
Me too.
I think you started off strong this year as a freshman, and I think you're just going to continue to build off that your sophomore year.
I
But
hope
I don't
so.
guarantee anything. It's
Yeah, yeah,
the women's field's a very strong competition.
yeah. It is.
There's a lot of good style out there. So
That's
it's
right. Like, there's a lot of good outfits.
so
I get some inspo from the other teams, so.
yeah. I definitely feel like you're going to make a few weekend list, and we'll see what happens. But I think the end of the
Perfect.
year one is always tough to make, so we'll see what
It is.
happens. But I feel like I have a feeling you'll be in top 10 or top five next year.
Oh,
We'll
perfect. That sounds good.
I'll call that out right now. So
Okay. Manifest that.
now, what music do you like to listen to?
Country.
Morgan Wallen fan? Because I've been into him in the last year.
Huge, huge Morgan Wallen fan. He's my favorite. I'm actually going to his concert with Kenzie King.
Oh, nice. When's that
August.
happening?
That's August 12th in Columbus. We're going.
Nice, nice. I love his new album. It's super fun. 98 Braves or Tennessee Fans, probably my favorite song from him. Just because 98
Braves is my favorite.
Yeah, I'm a big sports guy, so whenever you can combine sports with music, I think that's awesome. So that will they make a 23 Skyhawks song? That would be pretty awesome.
They should. They really should.
I don't even know what St. Anselm's mascot is. Those damn Hawks or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the Hawks.
That wouldn't really work then. So you got to do something else. But
I know.
But yeah, no, he's a great artist. Love listening to his music. Mm-hmm. What is the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I've read or seen this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can give you my answer if you need to think about it.
Yeah, I need some inspiration.
So I'll say two things. One was I saw that Facebook created their own version of Twitter called Threads. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if it can compete with Twitter and eventually take over Twitter. Because I know a lot of people are sort of unhappy with the way it's run now. And then obviously the NHL draft stuff was pretty interesting. And seeing where all the Hockey East guys are going to go, just because I watched a lot of them play this past year and obviously watched their highlight mix on YouTube. And I'm really looking forward to watching Boston College next year because they have four first rounders. And then obviously me being a big UConn guy, seeing Matthew Wood go at 15 was pretty awesome. So those were probably the two most interesting things that I was focusing on the last week.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really hard question. I mean, I've kind of been like disconnected from socials the past couple weeks being at the lake, but I saw a snapping turtle yesterday.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty interesting. But other than that, not much has gone on. I've just been chilling. So I need to start getting connected. I need to see this interesting stuff going on, but I did hear about the Threads. It's pretty cool. I did download it today. I'm kind of
just like trying
to what type's all about. I'm not sure. It's just kind of like, I was just scrolling through. I didn't really know how to approach it. It's like kind of like Twitter.
Yeah. I will see what happens. I think once more like notable people start using it more consistently than Twitter, that's sort of when it's going to get big, but I'm always late to the party. So once it starts becoming like really popular, that's probably when I'll join.
Yeah. I mean, I downloaded it, but I doubt I'll use it until it becomes more popular. It'll just sit on my phone and I won't touch it.
Yeah. How can you tell if someone has a good sense of humor?
They make me laugh because I laugh at everything and I feel like everyone has a good sense of humor. So
all right.
Anyone says anything to me, you have a good sense of humor.
I would say for me, probably being sarcastic, because I can be sarcastic sometimes, and if someone else can, that makes me laugh all the time. So I'll probably say that.
Yeah, for sure. Sarcasm is a good thing. That makes me laugh a lot.
Now, you were mic'd up recently last year. Will you try to go even louder next time you're mic'd up during practice? Because Brianna, I'm not gonna lie, that exploded my eardrums in those headphones I was listening, because I actually had my volume on the IG, clicked on it, and that was the first video, and I was like, holy crap, that almost blew out my ears. It was pretty loud, but you should try to go even louder next year. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I've got told that so many times. It's like a personality trait of mine. Now everyone just knows I'm loud. I mean, I am loud on the ice most of the time, but that day we had music playing too, and I was singing and it was loud. So, I mean, I couldn't help it. Mary, our social media girl, she could have told me I was being loud. She had the headphones in, but she just let it happen. So.
Yeah. That's awesome. You got to go louder next year, though. That's I just got to remember when the video pops up to make sure my volume's off if I'm like in the library.
I'm just going to scream in the mic at the beginning, and then everyone's going to know it's me.
Exactly. That'll be like your intro.
Yeah.
What's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
Most embarrassing hockey moment. I don't really have any from this year, but I've like fallen off the bench a few times. I would have to say, like, trying to jump the bench, just falling off the bench, just getting right back up and going on the ice. But also what's pretty embarrassing, every time I get like hit or like anything, like knocked off the puck or something, I'll just start laughing and I'll just be smiling on the ice. Like, my coaches are like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah. The players are probably wondering what's going on too.
Yeah, 100%. Because I'm literally just like laughing, like on the ice, and I get like absolutely destroyed in the corner or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just cracking up.
Have you ever heard Kenzie's most embarrassing hockey moment?
When she what is it?
I guess like she like was in freshman year of Holy Cross, and like she almost like tipped over on the bench, like at some point, like her legs were sticking out. And she was she said it was a game against BU, I think, but that's always one embarrassing moment that sticks out, because when I played youth hockey, I fell inside the bench because the goalie forgot to close the door.
Oh my God.
So that was pretty tough, but luckily there wasn't any footage of it, so I could just laugh about it now and no one can laugh at it with me. So
That's so funny.
now, last non-hockey question is, what is your favorite holiday and what's your least favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday will probably always be either Thanksgiving or Christmas because I get to come home, be with the family, just kind of hang out for a little bit. I don't think I have a least favorite holiday. Like I like all the holidays. So I don't know. What's the common answer for that one?
Valentine's Day is most common for least favorite. I feel like I sort of agree because you should probably express your love for someone every day, not just on one particular day. But
That's true.
I do love going on IG and seeing who's together and who broke up
That's
from like
so true.
people.
It's like the drama. Valentine's Day is the drama.
So I do enjoy doing that, I won't lie. So that does make Valentine's Day interesting for me, but I really don't care about Valentine's Day, honestly. So like I just do it if I have to. So my favorite one's probably Christmas Eve, I would say, is the most underrated one because everyone talks
So
about
good.
Christmas, but Christmas Eve, the hype around it's always super
Yes,
fun.
it's so
So
true. It's like that build up, that adrenaline, like sitting by the tree with the family or like Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Oh, it's the best.
Exactly. Well, getting back to some podcast slash hockey questions, what are some thoughts on the podcast since we last had you on?
It's awesome. I've always loved being on this, like that from my first time to now. Like, I don't know, it's just fun, like getting to like have a laid back conversation about the season. Like I got to know you last time and now that I know you, it's like we're having some fun with those questions and I love it. I think it just keeps improving every day.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. What were your thoughts on the interview when we last had you on? I felt like it was sort of question answer. It was a little more awkward last time. I think this one's a little more conversational, which I'm happy about.
I last time I just remember having really bad connection.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
not at the beginning, you couldn't even hear me. But honestly, like it's better now. But this is more laid back, like conversations. But I agree,
Exactly.
it's like question answered. It was so good. Got to know you.
Oh, exactly. It was good, but I feel like this one's better, so I just had
Yeah,
to put
it
that out.
is.
Well, anything you would want to talk about, the floor is all yours. Normally we do shout outs, so since you already did those last time, anything you want to talk about, the floor is all yours. It could be about anything.
Oh, I don't know. I don't honestly, I don't know. I like the questions get me going.
Yeah.
But honestly, like just another shout out to my friends and family, everyone on my team, on my Skyhawks, love them all. If you get the chance to have any interviews with them, definitely do it. Great bunch of girls.
Oh, for
So
sure, for sure. We already scheduled one, or we already recorded one, I should say, a few weeks ago. It should be out
oh,
soon.
really?
I guess I can review it since it'll be out before your episode's released. Mia Kenmore, first ever
Yes.
Stonehill D1 goal. That interview will be out soon. So
That's awesome. I was that assist on that goal. That's a forever memory of mine too.
she said that coach Megan Myers called, she said, predicted that she would score the first goal. Is that a true story?
Really? That I mean, I believe it. I believe it for sure.
So that's that. I thought that was pretty cool. So, but who should we have on the podcast next? I feel like it's got to be one of your siblings, but which one should it be, your brother or sister first? I know you don't want to pick between them, but
I think you should do my brother because he's going to play hockey in Germany. So get to know about that because I want to know about that. So
All
that's how
right.
you got it.
Definitely
But
reach out.
also on Mia Kenmore's best friend there, Bailey Feeney. She's a great character. Have her on the podcast. She's a good one.
Awesome.
Definitely.
We'll definitely reach out. Is your brother in Australia playing hockey? I thought I saw that. I thought that was pretty sick.
He's in New Zealand right now. Yeah, he's living his best life. I'm so jealous of him. He sent me a video of him like on the highest bungee in New Zealand. I was like, wow, like I'm so jealous. But I can't visit him, which is so unfortunate, but wish I could.
Yeah, we definitely gotta have him on because playing hockey around the world, that's pretty cool. So I
It's
definitely want
so
to hear about
cool.
that.
Yeah, you gotta get to know about that whole thing going on there. I think it's awesome. He's doing his thing. He's living his best life.
That's awesome. Well, maybe you can join him after you graduate. So
Yeah, I should.
but I just want to say, Brianna, thank you again for coming on the pod. I appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. And I wish you nothing but the best for next season. You're a great player, but an even better person. So I just want to let you know that. And I definitely got to catch a Stonehill game at some point and say hi to you after. So we'll definitely
Yeah, we
make that
gotta have you
happen.
out there. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I always love being on this, so And I wish you the best of luck with your future podcast endeavors.
One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me hooked on you once again.